Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the Moon and Venus and the Sun are all getting on terribly well with each other. Now, where that could be particularly good for you, Scorpio, is in your home and family affairs. Only a square to Neptune kind of worries me a little because things could get confused or fuzzy. So it's very important you spell things out in words of one syllable so people understand. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, there's a lot going on, and in many ways it doesn't quite concern you. It's almost as though what other people do around you now will impact on your life. There is one difficult aspect between Mercury and Uranus, and what that really boils down to is difficulties in travel or with transport. Cars breaking down, bikes. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I can go through every mode of transport. In the long run, there are difficulties getting from A to B. And here's your Monday stars. With the Moon in Cancer, that's good for you initially as a Scorpio. The problem comes with the opposition to Saturn, which slows everything down. So you're going to need all your patience to deal with the day and with the people you have to meet. But later on, things are softer, more compassionate, and much more sympathetic. So if you've got to deal with anyone today, make it later on. Here's your Tuesday stars. A whole raft of aspects linked to the Moon in Cancer is certainly going to make this a time when things are going to happen. You're going to have to rise to the occasion of making choices and decisions. But don't kill yourself doing it. You know what? If you make one or two choices, that's good. Don't try to do everything at once or you will make mistakes. And here's your Wednesday stars. It's here. It's a huge lunar eclipse in the sign of Leo. That is, for you, your 10th house of career and ambition. So I need you to look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it is life-changing. The next 6 months is going to bring huge changes in all areas of your career, of your profession, of your vocation. As you sweep away the old, ready to bring in the new in July. Here's your Thursday stars. Mercury squeezed through that eclipse, that very important career eclipse for you yesterday. And by moving into Aquarius, what he did was give you a chance to think about and come to the conclusion of making all kinds of choices to do with home and family affairs. Mercury tends to be the youth in the family, teenagers for instance. So maybe there's decisions and choices that you have to make concerning a younger person. Here's your Friday stars. With the Moon in Virgo, we're talking about your future, and judging by that eclipse on Wednesday, the next 6 months is certainly going to bring a whole raft of changes when it comes to your ambitions and your outlook and the targets you set yourself. For today, I wouldn't rush into anything too quickly. The reason being is you may urge yourself to do something on the spur of the moment, or I must get this done before it's too late, but it's going to serve no purpose at all. Be patient.